This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. The wind blows wherever it will, and you hear the sound it makes, but do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Those are the words of Jesus Christ from the Gospel of John, chapter 3. Wind, like electricity, is an invisible yet powerful energy source. The Holy Spirit is truly divine wind. This is the second program in a series of three on earth, wind, and fire. Last week I covered earth. Today I will discuss references to wind in the Bible. And next week I will finish with fire in the Bible. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Some material from GodQuestions.org.
The key Bible verse of this ministry is from Matthew 24:14. This gospel of the kingdom shall be proclaimed in the whole world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. You can find more about us at visionforchristworld.com. John 3:5-8, Jesus answered, I tell you the solemn truth. Unless a person is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I said to you, you must all be born from above. You must be born again. The wind blows wherever it will, and you hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it is coming from and where it is going. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. John chapter 20, verses 19 through 22. That Sunday evening, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. Peace be with you, he said. As he spoke, he showed them the wounds in his hands and his side. They were filled with joy when they saw the Lord. Again, he said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. Then he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. The word for breathed in the original Greek Bible text is emphyseo, from which in English we get the word emphysema, a medical ailment affecting the lungs and breathing. And the Greek word for spirit is pneuma, from which in English we get related words like pneumonia and pneumatic, relating to air, first as a disease and the latter related to air pressure tools, like a pneumatic drill. The Hebrew ruach means wind, breath, or spirit. The first use in the Bible appears in the second verse. The Spirit of God, originally ruach Elohim, was hovering over the waters. That's Genesis 1:2. In Genesis 6:17, ruach is translated breath of life. Hebrews 18:1 uses ruach to describe the wind God sent over the earth to receive the flood waters. Altogether, the word ruach is found almost 400 times in the Old Testament. Often when the Old Testament talks about the Spirit of the Lord or the Spirit of God, the word for spirit is ruach. Use of ruach as spirit when not linked with God usually is in reference to the human spirit. This can mean the actual spirit of a human, the immaterial part of humans akin to the soul, or to one's mood, emotional state, or general disposition. Ruach as breath or wind can be a reference to literal breath or wind, or it can take on a figurative meaning, such as in the idiom, a mere breath. The ruach of God is the source of life, the one who gives life to all creation. We could say that the ruach of God has created every other non-divine ruach that exists. All living creatures owe the breath of life to the creative spirit of God, Moses states this truth explicitly. God gives breath, which is ruach, to all living things. Job understood this truth as well. As long as I have life within me, the breath, or ruach, of God in my nostrils. Later, Elihu tells Job, the Spirit of God has made me. The breath of the Almighty gives me life. Job 33. God uses the phrase Ruach Yahweh in his promise that the Messiah would be empowered by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. See Isaiah 11 and Isaiah 42. This prophecy was fulfilled in Jesus. Matthew 3:16 says, after his baptism, as Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were opened, and John the Baptist saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling on Jesus. Mark 4:39-41, when Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, silence, be still. Suddenly the wind stopped, and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? The disciples were absolutely terrified. Who is this man? They asked each other. Even the wind and waves obey him. Acts 2:1-3, on the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven, like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. Next, I want to share one of the great sea stories of all time from the Bible, Acts chapter 27, verses 3 through 18. The next day, we docked at Sidon. Julius was very kind to Paul and let him go ashore to visit with friends so they could provide for his needs. Putting out to sea from there, we encountered strong headwinds that made it difficult to keep the ship on course, so we sailed north of Cyprus between the island and the mainland. Keeping to the open sea, we passed along the coast of Cilicia and Pamphylia, landing at Myra in the province of Lycia. There, the commanding officer found an Egyptian ship from Alexandria that was bound for Italy, and he put us on board. We had several days of slow sailing, and after great difficulty, we finally neared Cnidus, but the wind was against us, so we sailed across to Crete and along the sheltered coast of the island past the Cape of Salomon. We struggled along the coast with great difficulty and finally arrived at Fair Havens, near the town of Lycia. We had lost a lot of time. The weather was becoming dangerous for sea travel because it was so late in the fall, and Paul spoke to the officers of the ship about it. Men, he said, I believe there is trouble ahead if we go on. Shipwreck, loss of cargo, and danger to our lives as well. But the officer in charge of the prisoners listened more to the captain of the ship and to the owner than to Paul. And since Fair Havens was an exposed harbor, a poor place to spend the winter, most of the crew wanted to go on to Phoenix, farther up the coast of Crete, and spend the winter there. Phoenix was a good harbor with only a southwest and northwest exposure. When a light wind began blowing from the south, the sailors thought they could make it. So they pulled up anchor and sailed close to the shore of Crete. But the weather changed abruptly, and a wind of typhoon strength, called a nor'easter, burst across the island and blew us out to sea. The sailors could not turn the ship into the wind, so they gave up and let it run before the gale. We sailed along the sheltered side of a small island named Cauda, where with great difficulty we hoisted aboard the lifeboat being towed behind us. Then the sailors bound ropes around the hull of the ship to strengthen it. They were afraid of being driven across to the sandbars of Syrtis off the African coast, so they lowered the sea anchor to slow the ship and were driven before the wind. The next day, as gale force winds continued to batter the ship, the crew began throwing the cargo overboard. Ephesians 4:13-15. This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of the Son of God that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Then we will no longer be immature like children. We will not be tossed and thrown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever they sound like the truth. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. James 1:5-7. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. But when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed about by the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Revelation 6:13. Then the stars of the sky fell to the earth like green figs falling from a tree, shaken by a strong wind. So you see, whether the Bible refers to wind as literal moving air, or wind as a passing trend, or a reference to the Holy Spirit, the word always shows us power to various degrees. The power of God in the Holy Spirit in your life can transform you and make you acceptable to God for entrance to heaven when you die. Repent of your sins and believe the gospel of Jesus. Let his wind blow away your sin and fill your sails. Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, truly turning away from sin, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia on AM medium wave radio, to the Balkans on FM local area radio. Our newest area is transmitting by both digital and analog types of shortwave radio to Australia and Northern Europe. Listen to us online at visionforchristworld.com. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. That website address is visionforchristworld.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from Exodus 14:20-22. The cloud settled between the Egyptian and Israelite camps. As darkness fell, the cloud turned to fire, lighting up the night. But the Egyptians and Israelites did not approach each other all night. Then Moses raised his hand over the Red Sea, and the Lord opened up a path through the water with a strong east wind. The wind blew all that night, turning the seabed into dry land. So the people of Israel walked through the middle of the sea on dry ground, with walls of water on each side.